Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Lamed. We left off on Daf Chav Tes and Beis Tzvi Shir, sponsored by Duvi and Tova Kupfer, L'Zecha Nishmas Gita Lea Bas Tzvi, Duvi's aunt. The Neshama Shrev and Aliyah, and we thank Duvi very much for the sponsorship. We're holding at about six lines from the end of the page in Daf Chav Tes and Beis. Today's daf primarily consists of a series of Mishnayos, a continuation of a series of Mishnayos that talk about Shlosha Achim Shnayim Ehem Nesum Shtei Achios. They all start off that way, that there are three brothers. Two of the brothers are married to two sisters. In order to simplify things, to the extent that it's possible to simplify these things, let's assume consistent names throughout the daf, since we're talking about the same case. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, those are the easy ones to remember, three brothers. The two sisters will be Rachel and Leah in that order. Reuven married to Rachel, the Reish and the Reish. Sometimes, for some reason in my head, that's easier to do. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is married to Rachel, Shimon is married to Leah, and Levi is married to some third woman in most of these Mishnayos, where he's Nesu'in Achrus, he's married to, let's say, Sarah. He's married to someone else who's not a sister of Rachel and Leah. So before we get to the next of these series of Mishnayos, let's just finish up what we did yesterday, what we were in the middle of yesterday. We're about six lines from the bottom of the page. We had quoted a three-way machlokas, whether Shomeres Yavam can be Mefer Nedarim or not. So we had Rabbi Lazar's Shita was, it doesn't matter how many Yavamin there are, there could be one Yavam, there could be two Yavams, either way, Yafer, he can be Mefer the Nedarim. We're not going to get into the other Shitos because right now we're focused on Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar is of the opinion that he can be Mefer the Nedarim. Now Rabbi Lazar also learned within Shitas Beis Shammai that Maimer is Eino Kona, that Maimer does not make a Kinyan, does not make them married for real. So the Rabbi Lazar Damar, so that's where we're up to the Rabbi Lazar, about six lines from the end of the page of the Rabbi Lazar Damar Maimer Le Beishamei and Akona Elul Lidchus Sar Bilvad, according to Rabbi Lazar's understanding, that Beishamei holds that all Maimer really does, meaning even though our Mishnah implied that Maimer does a lot according to Beishamei, but all it really does is that it's Docha the Tzara, which means that the co-wife is not going to need anything because because it's Maimer has already been done on one of the other women, and that's all Maimer really accomplishes. Well, then am I made for Beshutfus? Why are we made for? Why do we need a Shutfus of two Yavams to be made for the Nedarim? So the answer is when there was a Maimer done, there shouldn't be a Shutfus to be made for the Nedarim. The one who did Maimer should. Am I made for Beshutfus? Why do we need? Why is it that the two of them could be made for the Nedarim, together, the she shouldn't even have a din of an Arusa. Maimer is not Kona Kinyan Gomra at all, so it shouldn't be able to do anything. So answers the Gemara, Amr Lecha Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar would respond, Eimer da Amri Ana Eino Kona, Ela Lidchos Letzara Bilvad, Delo Sagi La Begita, Ela Bainami Chalitza, La Hafer Nedarea, Mi Aminan. He says, when do I say that Maimer is not Kona Legamri, that it's only Docha the Zika with the Tzara? That doesn't mean that it's not Kona for all the other dinim. It just means that it's not enough to give a get to the Balas HaMaimer. You're also going to need Chalitza on the Balas HaMaimer, on the person that you did Maimer on. But not to say that it has a din of Lahafer Nedarel, that the Yavam will have Zuchus to be made for the Nedarim. Do we say that Maimer is not Kona even with, or that the Osman won't have the Zuchus, that Maimer is not Kona even with that, that the Osman won't have the Zuchus to be made for the Nedarim? No, the husband will have the Zuchus to be made for the Nedarim once he does the Maimer. V'ibay Seymo, or you could be Miyashiv this question another way. Amalach Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar could respond that Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, according to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, the Maimer is Kona Kinyan Gomor. It's just that it only creates Erisin. Mi Nicha? Does Rabbi Eliezer's Shita really work out so well? Mi Katani Yaferu? Does it say in the plural that they are made for the Nedarim, Bishutfus, that together with the Av, he's made for the Nedarim? Yafer Katani, Yafer in the singular is what it actually says. Ella Hachem Ma'eskinan, so you have to explain that the Mishnah is talking about a Yavama, that's Sha'amda Bedin, that one of the Yavam wants to be Chaletzer or to be Koneser, and the Yavam was, didn't want to, meaning she wanted someone, one of the Yavamin to do something, to take care of her, and the Yavam refused to do so, and Upasku Lamazonos, and Beis Din determined that she should be supported, Mishalov, from the Nechasim of that Yavam. So that's why he's able to be made for the Nedarim. Yerim, even though they're, she's not really Ishta L'chol Dvarim, she's not really his wife. That and Ukid Rav Pinchas Mishmei D'Rava, like Rav Pinchas Mishmei D'Rava says, Amar Rav Pinchas Mishmei D'Rava, Kala Noderes Al Das Baila He Noderes. That the basic rule is that whenever a woman takes a neder, we always assume that the neder is Al Das Baila, that she's always taking it with the husband's consent or with the husband's das. So therefore, it's up to the das of the Baal whether this neder is going to be binding or not, and that's why he's able to be made for the nedarim. Now, Tos Yishalim points out over here, the last Tos Yishalim on the page, Kala Noderes Al Das Baili, Noderes Vim Tomar, Im Kain Lama Achtava Parshas Nedarim. Why is Parshas Nedarim even appear if she's always just taking the Neder Al Das Baila? V'yesh Lama Da'adar Amrin Kala Noderes Al Das Baili, Noderes Hainu Lubasu Da'achtava Parshas Nedarim. So we'll get back to that Tos Yishalim in a second. This is part of a much larger discussion. There is a tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak, in Chelek Beis Siminayin Ches, where he talks about a guy who was trying to run away from Hungary during the Second World War, and when they got to the Hungarian-Austrian border, there was a time of great grave danger, obviously because the Hungarian authorities would catch them. There was a great concern that they would catch them, and they thought they were still in Hungarian territory, and that they were facing a very, very very dangerous situation potentially. And at that moment of Sakanas Nefashos, a woman took a neder that if they get out of this sakana and they're saved, Mikol Tzar V'Tzuka, she's going to give all of her jewelry to tzedakah. She's going to give everything that she has to tzedakah. And the husband wasn't really paying such careful attention to what she said because he was more worried for his life, and he didn't respond anything to that. And then they get over the border and they see that they were really over the border the whole time, that they had already passed the point of where it was particularly dangerous. And the husband said, "What would you just take that neder for? You didn't have to take that neder to give away all the jewelry because we were already in a safe area." So he wanted to be made for the neder. And then they said, it's too late because it was a neder based Sarah. The husband doesn't have the right to be mefer a neder based Sarah. So they want to know if that's a valid neder or not. So there's a similar case in Shubas Neder Yehuda in Madura Tinyana about a woman that was neder based Sarah, that she's going to give some clothing that she has to a Beis HaKnesses, and Nodbuda writes that the husband could be made for the neder because the Shach writes in Yardes in Reish Lam Dalit that a husband could be made for Nidra Ishto even if she's Nadra Al Das Rabim, and the same is true for Neder Beis Sari, he could be made for it even though in general neder for Dvar Mitzvah is Ein Lo Hafara, but the husband could be made for it. So Nodbuda discusses that it could be that it doesn't need Hafara even because she was Nodra something that doesn't even belong long to her because the begadim perhaps are even Bereshos Baila. So based on that, Minchas Yitzchak suggests, since the husband was mefer, the neder is certainly not a binding neder, because it could be mitzari for two different reasons why it's not binding. First, that she's not able to be noder on something that's Eino Shallah, that doesn't really belong to her, and second, that it's all Aldas Baila. So there are those, however, that try to prove that a husband could be made for Nidra Ishto even if she's no Deris based Sarah from this Tosos Yishanim in Arasugya. That that Tosos Yishanim raises the question on the Gemara that called him Deris al Das Bailin Hino Deris, that if that's the case, why does the Torah have to write Parsha Safaris Nidarim by a woman? Anyway, Misvara, the husband could be made for it if it's done al Daito. You don't need a pasuk in the Torah to tell me that there is this Chiddush that a husband could be made for Nidarim. Forget about Chiddush, husband could be made for Nidarim. If every Neder is taken al Das Baila, so of course the husband could be made for the Nidarim. It was all with the Tanai that he approves in the first place. So you wouldn't need any psukim to teach me. So the fact that Tosi Shem doesn't answer that we need Parshas Safaris Nedarim B'Torah because of a neder based Tzara, you see that the Baal could even be made for a neder based Tzara. Tosi Shem gives a different answer, that the assumption that Aldas Baili Hino Daris is only once we know, once she's aware of the fact that there is such a Chiddush called Safaris Nedarim, that the husband is able to be made for Nidra Ishto. Then she takes once she knows that, so then it's always going to be Aldas Baila. But it doesn't answer more simply that if there's a neder based Tzara, Sarah, the husband is not, does not have the right to be made for the Nedarim. So that's what we need the Psukim in the Torah for. And that's what they bring the Raya from the fact that it doesn't give that answer. You see that the Baal is able to be made for even a Nedar that's taken by Eis Tzara. Okay, new Mishnah now. Shlosha Achin, another Mishnah about three brothers. Again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim em nesum shtei achayos. Reuven is married to Rachel. Levi is and Shimon is married to Leah. Ve'echa nasu nachris, and Levi is married to Sarah, to a third woman who's not a sister of Rachel and Leah. Meis echad mibalei achayos, one of the husbands of the sisters die, Reuven dies, let's say, v'kanas nasu nachris es isho meis, and then Levi does yibum on Rachel after Reuven dies, and then Levi dies. So now you have Sarah, who is Mrs. Levi, and Rachel, who was originally Mrs. Reuven, facing Shimon for a Yibum situation. The halach is Harishon Yotzim Mishum Achos Isha. Well, Rachel certainly is Patah, does not require any Yibum because Shimon is married to her sister, to Leah. Ushniya Mishum Tzarasa. And even Sarah doesn't require any Yibum because she is the Tzara of Achos Ishto, and therefore she's not going to require anything either. But what if, instead of marrying Rachel, Levi didn't marry, just did Maimer with her, did this Kiddushin to Rabbanan, Umeis, and then he died, then Nachris Chaletzes Lomus Evemes. Certainly Rachel still does not require any Yibum or Chalitza from Shimon, because she's Achos Ishto, but do we look at Sarah as a Sarah of Achos Ishto? They were never, Levi never really married Rachel. He did Maimer on Rachel. And therefore, we're going to be Machmir. We're going to say he has to do a Chalitza, but he cannot do a Yibum. It's enough of a Tzara that we're not going to allow the Yibum, but it's not enough of a Tzara to let her go Bavlo Klum. So we require a Chalitza. Says the Gemara, Taima da Avid ba Maimer. Halo Avid ba Maimer, Nachris Yivume Namim Yavma. It makes it sound like, what if Reuven would have died and Rachel is waiting for Yibum? And before anyone does anything with Rachel, Levi dies. And now Sarah needs a Yibum. Sounds like from our Mishnah that in that case, Shimon can definitely be Miyabim Tzara. We don't look at Sarah and Rachel as Tzaros to each other just because Reuven died and there was a Zika between Rachel and Levi. The Zika, apparently, we get to ignore, and we say Sarah is unrelated whatsoever to Rachel, was never a Tzara of Rachel, and therefore Shimon could do Yibum on Sarah. That's what it sounds like from our Mishnah. Amar of Nachman, Zosu Meres, in Zika, Vafilu Bechadacha. So you see from here that Zika is not such a powerful force, that Zika does not create a sense of Ishus, even when you know which brother is gonna be the one to do the Yibum, because there is only one brother that's able to do the Yibum. When Reuven died and he left Rachel, Shimon could not do Yibum on Rachel because Shimon was married to Leah. Only Levi could have done Yibum on Rachel, but nevertheless, so there was a very strong Zika there, but nevertheless, if Levi dies before he does anything with Rachel, then his wife Sarah is not considered a Tzara of Rachel. Now this point of Rav Nachman is going to be important to remember later on in the daf, that Rav Nachman is medayik from our Mishnah, that ain Zika, because we're going to see that in two Mishnayos from now, on the bottom of the page, Rav Ashi is going to be medayik from a later Mishnah, Yesh Zika, the exact opposite. And we're going to have to figure out how Rav Nachman deals with the later Mishnah and how Rav Ashi deals with our Mishnah. So this comment of Rav Nachman is a very critical comment in understanding the daf as it progresses. Next Mishnah, Shlosha Achim, you have three brothers, Shnayim em Nesum Shtei Achayos, again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah respectively, Ve'echa Nasui Nachris, and Levi is married to Sarah, an unrelated woman. Meisha Nasui Nachris, Levi dies first now, V'kanas Echim Nivali Achayos as Ishto, and Reuven decides to do Yibum on Sarah, Umeis, and then Reuven dies. Harishoni Yotzes Mishum Achos Isha. Well, Rachel certainly doesn't need Yibum from Shimon, because to Shimon, Rachel is Achos Ishto. Shimon is married to Leah. So Reuven's original wife, Rachel, certainly doesn't need Yibum. Ushniya Mishum Tzarasa. And even Sarah, who was originally married to Levi, and Reuven had done Yibum on, is also not going to require any Yibum or Chalitza from Shimon, because she is Tzaras Achos Ishto. She was married to Reuven at the same time that Reuven was married to Achos Ishto. Asa b'ma'amer u'meis. What if, when Levi died, Reuven didn't do Yibum on Sarah, Reuven did Maimer on Sarah. He did this Kiddushin Drabanan on Sarah, and then he died. Then Nachris Chalatzas Vomis Yavemis. Then, when Reuven subsequently dies, Sarah is going to require Chalitza, but not Yibum. Says Gemara Hasu Lameli Hainu Hach. What are you teaching me anymore already? It's the same exact case. This case and the last Mishnah that we just did 3 minutes ago are exactly the same thing. The point is that if a man is married to a man dies and his two wives that he leaves over are Achos Ishto and someone else, they both don't require Yibum. And if it was Achos Ishto and then someone else that Maimer was done on instead of actual Yibum, so then they'll require Chalitza. It's the same halacha in both of the Mishnahs. What are we adding in this Mishnah that we didn't already learn? And not only that, it's even a lesser Chiddush in this Mishnah. Hashtu Uma Hasam Dachos Isha Aviat Sara L'Nachris Amra Nachris Asura. If in the case of the previous Mishnah where the Achos Isha became the Sarah to the Nachris, because in the case of the previous Mishnah, who died first? It was Reuven that died, and Levi, who was already married to Sarah, then did Yibum on Rachel, on Reuven's wife. So it was the Achos Isha that became the Sarah to the Nachris. Still we say the Nachris is Asura, she counts as a Tzara Achos Ishto, and she's not going to require any Yibum or Chalitza. Over here, where it happened in the reverse order, where it was Levi who died, and the Nachris, Sarah, the one who was unrelated, became a Tzara to Achos Ishto, all the more so that it's going to... that we should say that it's Tzara Sachos Isha, you shouldn't need Yibum or Chalitza. So answers the Gemara, Tana Hach Tana Beresha, Vahach Chazil Le'atera, Visharia Vahadar Chazil Le'isura, Vaidid Chaviv Le'aktima U'mishnah Lozazim Mimakoma. That Enochinami, what really happened over here was that the originally, the second Mishnah was taught first, and the Tana didn't think to teach the first Mishnah because he thought it would be mutter over there. That since the Nachris was the Iker in that case, Sarah was Levi's primary wife, and then that would mean that she does not count as Tzara Sachos Ishto, and that she would actually be mutter in the case of the previous Mishnah where Reuven had died first. That's what we originally thought when this Mishnah was being written, but then the Tana thought it over again and said, you know what, the case in the previous Mishnah, the halacha in the previous Mishnah should be the same halacha as the halacha in this Mishnah, and then wrote the previous Mishnah. Now, why is the previous Mishnah appear first in the Gemara if in fact it came later? It was someone who's the greater Chiddush and therefore came later, because since it's the greater Chiddush, it's Chaviv Alei. It was very beloved to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, so he wanted to arrange it first. He likes to have the greater Chiddush first. That's a very complex way of saying that we're not actually adding a Chiddush in the second Mishnah, and it's really it's Zuvein Tzarech Lomer Zu Katani, right? Isn't that normally what the Gemara says? The Gemara says Zuvein Tzarech Lomer Zoo. Why does it have to come up with this whole complex way of answering? So Tosos over here deals with the problem. Tosos writes to Chaviv Le'Aktma B'Shar Makom Osein Dochak Lomar Kain. In most places we don't say like this. We don't go through some historical thought process of the Tana to figure out how he arrived at these two Mishnahs. We just say yes. Sometimes not every Mishnah has a Chiddush. Sometimes it's just all the halachos flow, and we start with the greater Chiddush and we go and we say, if that greater Chiddush is true, then even the lesser Chiddush is true. The Kan Docha Glomar Kain Lefi Shabava Shalema Dolo Tzrichahi. But over here, the Tana is Dochik to say it this way, the Gemara is Dochik to say it this way, because it's an entire Bava that's Eina Tzricha. The whole Mishnah is extra. Normally, Zuvein Tzarech Lomar Zu are minor lines, a single point, a single line in the Mishnah, that line is unnecessary. But over here, it's an entire Bava, it's an entire new case where we're drawing up the case again, and that's unusual for it to appear like that. meaning it shouldn't have repeated. Shlosh achim shnayim em nesum shtei achios vechan nasi nachris. If it was just zuvei and sarach lamar zu, it would have said ve'im meis hanasi nachris tchila or something like that. It would continue off of the previous case and just describe how it plays out slightly differently. That's how I think Tosas is trying to explain. Next Mishnah. Shlosh achim shnayim em nesum shtei achios. Again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is married to Rachel. Shimon is married to Leah. And Levi ve'echon nasi nachris. Levi is married to someone who's unrelated to Sarah. Meis echon mi balei achayos, one of the husbands of the sisters dies, Reuven dies, v'kanas nasoi nachris es ishto, and now Levi does yibum on Rachel, umesa ishto shalsheni, and now the wife of Shimon dies, so Shimon who had not done yibum, now his wife dies, v'acharkach meis nasoi nachris, and then Levi dies, so Levi leaves behind both Rachel and Sarah. Shimon now is no longer married to Leah, is no longer married to Rachel's sister Leah because she has already died. Harezu asura lav alamis, hal v'nesra lav sha'achas. Nevertheless, Shimon doesn't do yibum on Rachel because since at the Nefila Rishona, the first time Rachel faced the situation of yibum, Shimon could not do yibum on Rachel because he was still married to Leah. Even now with the Nefila Shnia, the second time he faced the situation of yibum, he cannot do yibum on Rachel. So she remains asura to him. Says Gmaram Rav Yudom Rav. Kol yavama sheina nikori babishas nefila yavama yavo aleha harei keishasach sheish labadim vasura. Anytime at the shas nefila there is no potential for yibum, we say about that it's ki'ilu she's a brother's wife when they actually had children, where it's just staminis or veishas achiv, and there's no mitzvah of yibum whatsoever. My kamash mulin tanina. Well, we already learned this as well. Harezu asura lav alamis hol v'nesra lav sha'achas. We already know that asura lav alamis. However, we already learned that she's usher forever. The Mishnah had said the Yavama that was achos ishto of the Yavam, and then the sister dies, and then she's nofelis liyibum. So since she was usher sha'achas, she remains usher. So what's our Mishnah teaching us? Answer: no, mal detema hani mili hecha delo chazila b'nefila rishona. I might have thought that that's only if the din of the Mishnah is only when the Yavama was not mutter from the Isser that made her Asr in the first Nefila. That so long as Rachel was Zakuk, because of Reuven, her first husband, she was the Achos Leah, her sister rather, Leah was still alive, and only after Levi did the Yibum, Levi, who was married to Sarah, did the Yibum, then Leah died. So that's where we say that the Isser remains in place. The Isser of Yibum remains in place even if now she comes on account of Levi. But one might have thought, what happens if the following happened? Reuven died, now Rachel faces a Yibum situation. Shimon can't do the Yibum because he's married to Leah. Before Levi ever does the Yibum, Leah dies. Before that first Yibum, Leah dies. So even within that first Nefila, there was a moment where Shimon could have potentially been ra'ui to do Yibum on Rachel. So we say, no, since there was not, Shimon was not able to do Yibum on Rachel through and through the entire Nefila Rishona, he remains Asura to Rachel forever and ever. That even if Rachel has a Nefila Shnia, that's the extra Chiddush over here. One might have thought that since if Leah dies during the Nefila Rishona, that would be enough to be Matya Rachel, at least with the Nefila Shnia, comes to tell me, no, that's what our Mishnah comes to tell me, that it's not so. Says Gemara Hanami Tanina, but we know that already also. Shnei Achim Nesum Shtei Achayos, you have two brothers married to two sisters, Meis Echad Mehem, V'acharkach Meisa Ishto Shalsheni. Forget about a Levi, it's Reuven and Shimon, married to two sisters, to Rachel and Leah. Reuven dies, and then Leah dies. HaRezu Asura Levalamis Hol V'Nesra Lev Sha'achas. Shimon is absolutely not allowed to do Yibum on Rachel because she was Asura to him for one moment, so she remains Asura forever. And over there also, you see very clearly, it was during the Nefila Rishona that Leah dies, and we see very clearly that she remains Asura. So what's the Chiddush? Mal Dite Mahasum Udi Itchila Mehai Beisa Legamri Aval Hacha Dalo Itchila Mehai Beisa Legamri Eim Amigo Dechazi Lahai Nasli Nachris Chazinami Lahai Kamash Malad. No, in the case where there are only two brothers, once at the moment that Reuven Reuven dies, since Shimon couldn't do Yibam then, we're obviously not going to backtrack and say, oh no, now Rachel has to do something and we have to take care of Rachel in some way. No, that's not because she was already Nidcha from the Bayis Legami. She's already given the total heter to go marry whoever she wants. But in the case in our Mishnah, there's a Levi. And because of Levi, Rachel never got the clean break. She never got to go free. So you might have thought that since she's still connected to this bias, when Leah dies, she can become connected to Shimon as well. Kamash Malon, that cannot happen, that she cannot become connected to Shimon as well. Last Mishnah in this series of Shlosh Achim. There is another Mishnah in this daf, but it's a totally new topic. Shlosh Achim, so the last one about Shlosh Achim. Shlosh Achim, you have three brothers. Shnayim em nesum shtei achayos ve'achan nasa nachrus. Again, Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah, and Levi is married to Sarah. One of the brothers who are married to one of the sisters gets divorced. Reuven divorces Rachel, v'meis nasa nachris, and then Levi dies, uknasa hamagaresh, and Reuven decides to do Yibum on Sarah, on Levi's wife Sarah, Zui Sha'amru. It's this case that we say that Kulan Shemesu and Izgarshu, that if they got divorced or they died during their husband's lifetime, Sarosein Mutaros, then they don't have the ability to aser anymore, that Saros are going to be Mutar to do Yibum. And therefore, if Reuven then did Yibum again on Levi's wife after Reuven had already been Megarish Rachel, and then Reuven dies, so Shimon could do Yibum on Levi's original wife, on Sarah, who is now married to Reuven, because she was not Saras Achos Ishto. The Achos Ishto was already out of the picture by the time she had become a Tzara. So now the Gemara makes a diuk. Taima, the fact that Sarah is allowed to be misyabim to Shimon when Reuven dies, is the Giresh v'achar kach meis. It's only because first Reuven divorced Rachel and then Levi died. Aval meis v'achar kach Giresh. But what if Levi would have died first, and then Reuven would have divorced Rachel, and then Reuven would have done Yibum on Sarah? So it sounds like Asura, that in that case, Sarah would be Usur to do Yibum with Shimon once Reuven dies. Why? Because when Levi originally died, Reuven was still married to Rachel, and therefore at that moment there was a Zika created between Sarah and Reuven. That Zika is enough to make it like Reuven was married to both Rachel and Sarah simultaneously, and therefore Sarah forever is Sarah Sachos Ishto to Shimon. So you see from here, Amar Avashi is also Meres Yesh Zika. So you see very clearly from this Mishnah that Zika is powerful, that Zika means something. So I feel betrayachi, and even when there are two brothers, Zika is going to be meaningful. Because when Levi died, it wasn't so clear that Reuven was going to be the one to do Yibum. It could have been Shimon to be the one to do Yibum when Levi originally died. But still, that Zika that was created between Sarah and Reuven at the time that Levi died is strong enough to make Reuven's wife Rachel and Sarah sorrows to each other. They are considered sorrows to each other. So, Frek the Gemara, great. So, we had Rav Nachman at the top of the Amud, who is Medayek from the first Mishnah, that ain't Zika. And now we have Rav Ashi at the bottom of the Amud, who is Medayek from this Mishnah, that Yesh Zika. So, what do we do about that? Well, Rav Ashi explained that Yesh Zika kashrut Rav Nachman. He's going to have problems with the diuk of the Gemara on this Mishnah, the previous Mishnah. Rav Ashi explains this Mishnah to say Yesh Zika is going to have problems with the previous Mishnah. So it says Gemara, no. Amalach Rav Ashi would say that since this Mishnah implies that Yesh Zika, it can't be that the previous Mishnah held Ein Zika, and therefore we have to reject the previous diuk that the Gemara made. And we have to say as follows. Hu adin afalgav dilo avad b'maimer. What was the whole diuk that Rav Nachman made at the top of the page? That taimud avad b'maimer. It's only because maimer was done. That was where we had three brothers married to two sisters was the case, and Reuven died first. right? Reuven died, and then Maimer was done by Levi on Rachel, on Reuven's wife. So he said, then Chalitzas v'lomis yavemes, right? Then we're going to require Chalitza and not Yibum. If when Levi dies, we require Chalitza and not Yibum. So we made a diuk. Oh, it's only because he did Maimer, but the Zika alone would not have been enough to create that sense of Tzara. So says Gemara, no, bad diuk. Who had the Navagav the law of it by Maimer? Maybe even if Levi, who was married to Sara the Nachris, never did Maimer on Rachel, the wife of Reuven, and Nachris Michlatz Chalitza, and really Sara is still going to require Chalitza from Shimon when Levi dies without any children, because Rachel, the wife of Reuven, Rachel, who was originally married to Reuven, did not become a tzara min hatorah to completely pater from Yibum because of tzaras erva. So there is a zika between her and Shimon. Yivume lamiyama, and therefore, but you can't do Yibum because she's tzaras erva because of the zika. So the zika does something. V'adik tani, why does it dafka say choletzes if when Levi, who is nasoi, who is married to Sarah, did Maimer, even if he didn't do Maimer, the zika alone should have done it? That's lafuke mi beishamai. That's only to tell me not to say like beishamai. Damri Maimer kona kinyan gamer beishamai holds that Maimer is kona kinyan gamer minat Torah to say that the Sarah doesn't need Yubim at all. So according to the beishamai, Sarah, who is unrelated to the other two women, would be allowed to be mutaris l'shuk without chalitza even, because she's Sarah serva, she's Sarah achos Leah eshes Reuven, so she's eshes Shimon rather. So she's a Sarah serva according to beishamai. That's why it set up a case of Maimer. Kamash Milan Delok Beishamai, just to tell me that Sarah is still going to require Chalitza, that she's not Mutaris Lashot. But Eina Chinami, whether Maimer was done or Maimer was not done in the Mishnah on the top of this Amud, either way, it's going on the top of the previous Amud rather than the top of Lamed Amud Aleph. Whether Maimer was done or Maimer was not done, either way, the Halacha is going to be the same. Chaletzes V'lomus Yavemes. Says Gemara, great, that's how Rav Ashi will explain Rav Nachman's Diuk. How about the opposite? Well, Rav Nachman, who was medayik that ain zika, kasha to Rav Ashi. How's he going to explain Rav Ashi of the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud that yesh zika, and that's why the Tana didn't mention first that that Levi dies first and then Reuven divorces his wife. The diuk that we made that the Tana dafka says Reuven divorces his wife first and then Levi dies. V'chi teiman, if you're going to try to be miyashiv and say that hu adin dafilu meis v'achar kach yireish tsarasu muteres, then maybe in a chinami you just picked a case of Reuven divorcing first and then Levi dying. But really, it could have happened in the reverse way as well. It could have been that Levi dies first and then Reuven divorces his wife. Elazui lemutimai. If you're going to say that, then what's the zuhi that we say that kula mesu and isgarshu that tsaros are mutaros? What's that coming to be mamait? There's no chiddush in the Mishnah. It's only being mamait. It sounds like it's being mamait some other case where it's going to be aser. So says Gemara lemuute. It's coming to be mamait. A case where he was kones the Yavama and then he divorced his wife. Meaning, what if Reuven actually, Levi dies, Reuven now does Yibum on Sarah, and then Reuven divorces his wife, Rachel. That's what it's telling me, that in that case, certainly Rachel and Sarah have a din of tsaros to each other, and therefore when Reuven subsequently dies, Shimon cannot do Yibum on either one of them, on Rachel or on Sarah. Now, we had a Mishnah earlier in the Masechta that a Yavam, whose daughter was married to his brother, and the brother also had another wife, and then the brother decided to divorce his niece before he dies. So when that brother dies, the father of the divorced girl is allowed to do yibum on the other wife. Meaning, even though it was a tsaras erva at one point, but since the tsaras erva was taken care of, the guy was megarish the erva before he died. So then you could do yibum on the remaining wife. So from that Mishnah, it seems very clear that the shas misas ha'ach, without any children, that's koveya, whether there's a requirement of Yibum or not. That since at the time that the guy died, he was not married to anybody. He was not married to anyone problematic. So therefore, you're allowed to do Yibum. The Gemara in Daf Yigimel Amud Aleph raised the question on this Mishnah from Mishnah and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, from Mishnah we just learned. That we could be Medayik from Mishnah we just learned that a Nachris that is mutter to do Yibum only when Reuven was Megaresh, the sister, before he was Miyabim the Nachris, where they never became Tsaros to each other. Sounds like they're never allowed to become Tsaros to each other. If they ever became Tsaros to each other, that they always remain with the status of Tsaros to each other. That was the kasha that the Gemara asked. So the Gemara had different ways of being miyashiv that kasha. Rabbi Yirmiya said that it's a machlokas in the Mishnayos whether shas misas habal is koveya for tsaras erva, or whether shas nisuin is koveya the din of tsaras erva. Do we look at when the husband dies and say, okay, let's see who he, let's take stock of who he's married to? If he's married to an erva and another woman, then they are tsaras erva at the time of death. Or do we not look at the time of death? We look at the shas nisuin to determine. That is Rabbi Yirmiya's approach. Rava, however, says that shas misas habal certainly is the koveya for Tsaras Erva according to all the Mishnayos. And even if he's Miyavim the Nachris and then he's Megarish his wife, then he's Mutarisless to be Miyavim. Then she's going to be the remaining wife will be Mutaris to do Yibum. The Mishnah just first writes the heter of Tsaras Erva to be Miyavim in a way that there's a greater Chiddush, and then it adds on a way that that's not a greater Chiddush. It's Lozu Avzu. That's how Rava understands the series of Mishnayos in this Masechta. So now the Gemara points out, when Reuven dies, he was already divorced from Rachel, and Rachel is therefore not a tsara to Sarah anymore, to a pater from Yibum. So Hanicha Isav like Rabbi Yirmiya, that works very well if you assume like Rabbi Yirmiya, to Amar Tavra Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu, who understands that it's a machlokas between two Mishnayos, whether the Shas Misa or the Shas Nisuin is what's Koveya, the Chiv of Yibum, what's Koveya, who's called the Tsar Serva, Haitan Asavar Misa Mapeles, the Haitan Asavar, so you have the Tana at the beginning of the Masechta holds Misa's Mapeles, the Haitana, and the Tana of our Mishnah, Savar Nisun Rishonim Mapilim, that it's the original marriage that's Mapil. So Zuhi, then I understand what the Zuhi is, Lamute, to exclude a case of Kanas, Lubsov Giresh, a case where Reuven marries Sarah first and only then divorces his wife Rachel, because then they actually do become tsaros. But if you hold like Rava, that really all the Mishnayos are written in this Masechta by one Tana, and that Tana holds that it's Misa that's Mapil, that it's only the Shas Misa that's the determinant of Zuvein Tzarek Lomar Zukatani, and the Tana is just the Mishnayos are just written in the style of Zuvein Tzarek Lomar Zu. So Zui Limute Mai, what's the Zui in our Mishnah coming to be Mait? Al Korcha Krabi Yirmiya Svirulei. So the Gemara says, yeah, you got to say that it's going like Rabbi Yirmiya, that our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yirmiya's interpretation is correct. Now that the Gemara brings Machlokes Rabbi Yirmiya and Rava to be Miyashiv the Siri between our Mishnah and the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta, the Gemara discusses what the Mishnah is coming to be Mayid according to Rava. Ula Rava, and according to Rava, who holds that Shas Mises Abal is the Koveya for Tzaras Erva according to everybody, and our Mishnah's halacha would apply even if Reuven married Sarah first and only then divorced Rachel. Hanicha Yisav like Ravashi. That works out really well if he holds like Ravashi that Yesh Zika, who proves from our Mishnah Yesh Zika, Zui Lemute, Mace below Giresh. It would come to exclude a case where he dies without ever having divorced his wife. Then I understand. Eli Isav like Rav Nachman, but if he holds like Rav Nachman, who is Medayik from the previous Mishnah, from the Mishnah on the top of Amud Aleph, that Ein Zika, so then Zui Lemute Mai, what is Zui coming to be Memayit? Says Gemara, Al Karcha Kravashi Sirle. You have to say that Rava holds like Ravashi, that Yesh Zika. And therefore you could say that the Mishnah is coming to be Memayit, Yivama, that's Nafla in front of the two brothers of her husband who are married to two sisters, and then one of the Yevamim die, that she's usher to do Yibum on the remaining one because she had a Zika with the one who just died, and therefore it creates a sense of Tzara to his wife. So the one who just died was married to was a Achos Ishto, and she is Tzara. Now we move on to an entirely different topic. Next Mishnah. B'kulin shayiben kiddushin o gerushin b'safek. In all the cases of the Tesvav Arayos that we mentioned at the beginning of the Masechta, where there are 15 Arayos where you don't need Yibum or Chalitza, what if the marriage was only a Suffolk marriage? What if they might have been divorced, might have not been divorced, might have been married, might have not been married? Then in all those cases, you can only do Chalitza, you cannot do Yibum. Ketzat Suffolk Kiddushin, what does it mean, Suffolk Kiddushin? How are you not sure if you're married or not? Zarakla Kiddushin, Suffolk Harvla, Zeo Suffolk Kiddushin. If you threw a Shtar Kiddushin at her, and you're not sure who will end it closer to, that's a Suffolk Kiddushin. Suffolk Gerushin, what's an example of a Suffolk get? He wrote again in his handwriting, but there were no edim. Or yesh alavedim vein bozman. There were edim, but there was no date in the get. Yesh bozman vein bozman. Zeu savik gerushin. There was a date in the get, but there was only one aid. That's savik gerushin. Practically, marv yilu begerushin savikar vlo katani. My taima. Why don't you say a case of savik gerushin is you throw a get at her and you're not sure who it landed closer to? That should be savik gerushin. And so Gemara Amar Rabbi Isha Zu becheskas hetu l'shuk omedes, that this tsara serva is as a chazaka that she's mutaris l'shuk umisafik atabola osra al tashana misafik. You can't answer her based on a safik. Amalei Abayi yihachi b'kedushinami nemi ishu zu b'cheskas hetel yavam omedes umisafik atabola osra al tashana misafik. By the safik kedushin also you should say this woman is b'cheskas that she's allowed, she's mutaris to the yavam, and misafik you're going to answer her. How can you answer her misafik? Says Gemara hasam l'chumra, that's only midin l'chumra midirabanan. So the Gemara will continue this discussion about the we'll pick up with Hai Chumra Das Lidei Kula tomorrow. Oh, yeah. It'll get easier.